Biden's fake names hid documents from National Archives in plain sight. By Joel B. Polak on August 29, 2023. President Joe Biden has been found to have used aliases in 5,400 documents as vice president, effectively hiding his records as his administration prosecutes former President Donald Trump for supposedly not handing over his own. Biden's fake names, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware, appear to have been used to conceal his identity in communications with his son, Hunter Biden, who had been dispatched to do business deals abroad. These deals, in China, Ukraine, and elsewhere, allegedly produced funds that were cycled through an array of empty shell companies and family loyalists until they quietly reached the extended membership of the Biden clan. Biden is accused, in at least one case, of shaping U.S. policy in response to this foreign influence. In 2018, he boasted about using $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees to pressure Ukraine to fire prosecutor Viktor Shokin. Shokin had jurisdiction over investigations into Burisma, the energy company that had appointed Hunter Biden to its board. Testimony by Devin Archer, Hunter's former business partner, confirmed that Shokin had been a target. Trump currently faces dozens of indictments brought by special counsel Jack Smith in a federal court in Miami, alleging that the former president held onto documents with sensitive national security information, despite the National Archives' demand that he return them. Smith's indictment, which disregards Trump's authority under the Presidential Records Act, also alleges that Trump conspired with members of his staff to hide the documents. These charges are treated by the media and Trump's opponents as gravely serious. Yet Joe Biden not only took documents to his home and office, but also hid his own documents in plain sight within the archives themselves. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.